And talking of the stories of the day, almost every day these days it's the economy and the finance news from overseas. Alicia Barry, good morning.
Good morning, Fran. An early rally on Wall Street fizzled by the end of trade and the session ended fairly flat. Optimism was initially sparked by hopes Europe is on track to address the region's debt crisis. Investors look to an informal European summit in Brussels where the focus will be on plans to promote growth and keep debt-laden Greece in the eurozone. There are also hopes policies in China will be geared towards supporting economic growth. A state-backed newspaper reported China will fast-track approvals for infrastructure investment to boost its economy. In the US, data showed sales of existing homes rose sharply in April and a decline in foreclosures pushed prices higher. By the close of trade, though, the Dow Jones Industrial Average shed 2 points to 12,503. The broader S&P 500 index rose 1 point to 1,317. And the technology-focused NASDAQ Composite Index lost 8 points to 2,839. In company news, Google has made its biggest acquisition ever, buying US phone maker Motorola Mobility for $12.5 billion. And Facebook shares have slipped another 9%, closing at $31 per share today. The company listed in New York last Friday at $38 per share. Across the Atlantic, resources stocks lifted on hopes China will move to drive growth. London's FTSE 100 index added 99 points or 1.9% to 5,403. Germany's DAX jumped 1.7% to 6,436. And Athens' market has dropped to levels not seen since the 1990s. The main index was down another 1.6% to 536. The local share market is expected to slip at the open, with the SPY 200 index pointing to a loss of 0.4% at the start of trade. And the Australian dollar has lost ground against the greenback. It's buying 98.12 US cents, 77.32 euro cents and 62.24 British pence. And Fran, that's the latest from the markets.
Thanks very much, Alicia.